From Shrooms to Skyrim. With nothing in heaven.
This is episode 172 of From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean Arcanos. The show neither about Shrooms nor about Skyrim. Those are just the motherfucking parameters that he's a word on our sponsors.
God damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Sandbar, Coconut Grove, 3064 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133, Home of the Fish Taco, Happy Hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, Taco Tuesdays, Tacos Half Off, Sandbar, Coconut Grove. This episode also brought to you by The Last Carrot at 3133 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Family owned since 1975, your go-to place for fresh, wholesome eats. The Last Carrot.
Yeah, I feel like Sean is already sick of hearing me talk.
Yeah. You must be really intuitive.
What the fuck? What?
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I was just going along with the joke.
Who said I was joking?
Damn, bro. He doesn't.
What did I do?
He wants to hear you talk all day.
About fun shit.
He's like, I didn't say that either.
Stop putting words in my mouth. I only have fun conversations.
Yo, so every month we have a pod meeting. In the interest of moving the podcast forward as a whole, and I'm running through the numbers and the schematics.
Like, what the fuck is this? It's not important.
Sean's like,
I mean, bro, but it's just because you could take.
I'm just the talent, dude.
Dude, you could take like a 5 minute, whatever you got to say in 5 minutes takes you fucking 50 minutes. You 10 times your fucking length of duration.
And then I tell
duration.
You guys, like 3 weeks out, I'm like, okay, in 2 weeks, we're having the pod meeting. And then.
There's no time for it.
And then, you know, I'm like, next week, we're having
the pod meeting. We talked for 45 minutes.
And then you guys get here and like, oh, we're having the pod meeting today. Love it.
No, I knew. And I reminded Carlos. Yeah. That was Carlos, not me.
I'm always ready.
I'm just. Nah, I think we're in a really good place right now. Really good place with everything. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounded kind of forced.
Yeah! Yeah, brother!
You want to know how I started my day, Matt?
How?
So I put my backpack close to...
You boofed us in?
No, so I put my backpack... I always put it close to Carlos's like little office at work. And for the past, like, couple days and, like, last week as well. So I know it's been 2 weeks, but last week, every time I put my backpack down in this area, there was flies, like, swarming my backpack. And I'm like, what the fuck is on the cases or whatever?
They got into the zen.
No, I just didn't think it was my backpack. And then today I'm going through my bag and I see, like, a fucking moldy black banana at the bottom of it. And I'm wondering if, like, at this entire time that I've been on the train... and been in public, are there just like flies following me?
Yo, you're like that dude from Charlie Brown except instead of a dust cloud is fucking flies.
It's like Lionel, right?
Or is it Lionel? Linus. Lionel sang for the Commodores.
And like I remember yesterday smelling my bag and being like, why does it smell like fucking alcohol? Like it was drenched in booze.
Yo, that banana's been fermenting. You should have fucking squeezed into a jar and had some banana wine.
Shot.
I 100% believe that story.
Yeah, it was like being followed by flies.
Bro.
Yeah, dude, when I come in here ahead of you to set up the room, the shit I got to fucking random shit I got to clean up. I don't even question that no more. I just expect it.
Like what?
I know. I'm a fucking pig.
What else?
Know.
Like what? Tell me. On the podcast.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
For all of you.
Fucking do it.
I don't got no specifics in my mind. I was just talking shit. But yo, did you see that reel I sent you about the dude? He's like, yo, day 14 of dropping Zen into the ant colony until they get addicted to nicotine and worship me as their overlord.
It's fucking sick. That's a great idea.
He's like, day two of filling up, of digging a hole digging to a hole. Fill up with gas. Day one of lowering my properties, my property value. So, dude, that's a real one that he posted. Can content. We watch that? It's Can content. We watch that?
Yeah.
Can we pull that up?
Oh, no. It's too much.
Really?
Too much strain on the technology.
No, you just pull up Instagram on the computer.
Yo, because Instagram in the web browser, it shows up, and like the way it shows up, it's not a good visual. Like the video shows up off. You remember when we were trying to do that, the reactions, and the video shows up all fucking small as shit.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
Need some troubleshooting.
Looks fucking stupid.
Yo, that's who we should get a sponsor. It's a Zen.
Shit.
Yo, after this. I'm dead ass. I'm going to fucking look up their fucking parent company address. I'm going to write them a fucking letter.
Yeah, but you have to.
Sean, find some Zen and show to the camera. I know you've got some within arm's reach. I know there's a canister. There's all.
No, there isn't.
Did we really clean up and
throw
away all
the canisters?
Well, what's crazy
is, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
They're going to say we're faking the funk. Nah, this dude.
I mean, I literally have one. Look. I have one in my mouth. It's my last one. I got to go buy more.
Yeah, guys. He's going to buy more. Don't worry.
Get addicted to nicotine.
Yo, I remember when you were telling me about Red Dead Redemption 2, and you were like, yeah, dude, I was method acting, because every time he spit tobacco, I spit tobacco too.
Man, that was one hell of a week, boys.
Pretending to be in Red Dead Redemption?
That was one hell of a fucking week, boys. I was in that bitch. At one point, I remember, because you know when you're sick and whatever you're doing, especially if it's a video game, you're like, whatever, there's nothing else that I could possibly do right now, so let me just eat some medicine and throw myself into this shit.
My wife thinks otherwise.
My wife.
She's like, you're sick? Well, you can build a house in the backyard. You know, she's fucking crazy.
Damn, it must suck to have a bunch of love and affection in your relationship. so... Yeah, you know, I'm like, whatever, I'm going to be a fucking cowboy. And I already played that game, but I had to go through it again because the last time I played it, I didn't do a lot of the side quests. And that's what makes that game special.
You got little side bitches you got to fuck without your main girl knowing?
Bro, there's an incest, relationship. So you find this fat dude, and he's like, come on down to my house. My sister's super fucking hot. She wants to have dinner. And so you go in there, and you can either, like, if you sit down for dinner, they drug you, and then you wake up on the train tracks, and then you could start, like, a whole revenge plot. Or if you've already played it, like, I sit down, the second they sit down for food, I hogtie them bitches and throw them off the exact same train spot that I, like, it's on a bridge.
Oh, wow.
So I take them there. And then, you know, you come across the KKK, you just fucking light them on fire.
Nice, dude.
And you can also go the dark route and, like...
Damn. So Sean's playing both sides of the fence.
You got to do an honorable and dishonorable career play. That's all you got to do. You got to play both sides. You got to see the full options, you know? Like you said, we got to look at all our options.
So you saw the bad option first, obviously.
Automatically, yeah. Yeah.
He went with his gut.
Mm-hmm. His wide gut.
Wild power. Damn, that game is so good. Fuck, what was I...
It's incredible, like, how the game is GTA, but back in the day. I've never, you know, it's still new to me, so I'm still like...
Well, Matt started playing it, and he's like, bro, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of boring. It is. Like, when you first start playing it, you're like, this is too...
The only information I gave him was it's boring, and he was like, oh, you're at this exact part of the game? Yeah. I was like, yeah.
It's the beginning of the game. It's like, very slow. You have to think of the first 2 hours of that game.
I knew exactly where I was in the game.
Is a movie. The first 2 hours, you're just, like, understanding the relationship of the gang that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get down off the mountains, that shit gets insane. It becomes, like, a true RPG game where you're a cowboy and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yo, yeah. Speaking of movies.
Let's get blown by a Vietnam.
Damn, I love getting blown by Vietnams. It's a Vietnam gnome.
Vietnam. So you remember that trailer I showed you guys for Civil War? The A24 film.
I know, yeah. I know that you are in war with the other side of our country, and you have a trailer outside that you painted that says Civil War on it.
But yeah, you made that film. You hired fucking Mary Jane from Spider-Man to play the journalist. I know you're her best friend. You both went to high school together.
Oh, I meant like a literal Civil War. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
It's me. I'm at war with myself. Dude, so I saw it last night, right? In IMAX.
The new movie.
Yeah, Civil War. Fuck, that shit was heavy, dude. Yeah, but it was a good movie. Like, it was well done. The cinematography. Yo, gotta stop doing that. That was a good movie. The cinematography. It was great, dude. We don't even know what fucking the word cinematography means. That's such an all-encompassing word.
What kind of film they used? What kind of coloring did they use? Yo, what kind of shots did they select? What kind of angles? What kind of cuts? What kind of
shots were so good?
You know, it was a continuous.
The soundtrack they used at times.
You know.
So the way they do the movie, right? It's not. So they drop you in there. The Civil War is already well underway. It's not about the nitty-gritty specifics, like who did what, who started this, the right or wrong. It's just you're in it, right? And it follows these journalists who are about to drive across the country. They want to get an interview with the president before the Western forces march on Washington because they think he's going to die and it's going to be the last opportunity to get an interview with him ever. And so they go on this truck across America. And that's when you really get the dystopian feel. You know that sense you get, like in The Last of Us, going across this dystopian apocalyptic future America?
Yeah.
Just things play out differently in one area than another. Some are like completely abandoned, you know, a freeway full of cars, barricades, burning tanks, a fucking helicopter in a JCPenney's parking lot on fire. And obviously you see people, you know, the worst of the human nature that comes out when, you know, they're in this situation and they can act on those dark impulses. So the thing, I think right off the bat, the choice that they made was like, okay, we're going to show this from the point of view of these journalists, right? Is they didn't, you know, you're not looking at this like it's not like an action movie. You're not looking at the military movements from that perspective. I think that was a really good choice to use that perspective to take you through this setting of what's happening.
So it really puts you there. Very intense, obviously. And I saw that scene where the gentleman is like, the dude is like, the guy that looks like Sean Millis.
Yeah.
They're sitting at this table for one. Don't sweat and let rent and everyway.
Fuck that guy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Fuck that guy.
Yo, do me a favor.
You mean the dude that's wearing the red glasses when he's like, what kind of American are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he always plays characters like that so fucking good, like Breaking
Bad.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, fucking psycho.
In Breaking Bad, he was like fucking insane because he's so friendly looking and chilling, but he's like, all right, get back in the fucking hole, and then he kills that kid. It's like, what the fuck?
And he also crushed it in, what's it called?
When he kills that kid, that was your first, the first evidence where it's like, yo, this guy
is fucked.
Is, you know, that was the first time they show you like, yo, there's something.
He's in Electric Dream or in not Electric Dream, Black Mirror. I forget which one he's in, but he's of course he plays a fucking creep. But in real life, he's really nice. There's a show that what's this girl's name? The one that played Mary Jane, Kirsten Dunst is in. It's called like The Queen of Orlando, something, whatever. And he's the husband. That's a really good one too.
So the thing about this movie is, they're not preaching to you about which side the secessionist or the loyalist may or may not be right. It's not about who started it or who retaliated.
is just about how fucking horrible the situation is.
Yeah.
And one of the Kirsten Dunst character, you know, shows her in flashbacks when she's in doing the war journalism, covering wars in other countries. And, you know, you see the Arabic writing indicating, you know, they could in the Middle East somewhere. And she's telling her older colleague, who's like a mentor to her. And she's like, yo, I thought every time I took one of these pictures, I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. And, you know, showing you these scenes that, you know, used to see on the news from other countries, but it's America.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's horrible. It's very jarring. There's a, you know, they, you know, the heavy-handedness of it all. They don't, they make sure to not leave any feeling.
I really
any
feel
out.
Like the timing of this movie is just really fucking weird.
All right. Also, that's what I was gonna get to. Did you feel it? Because of people bringing that up, like it has something to do with. You know how long I've been hearing we're going to a civil war since I was in fucking grade school, dude. You know, did you get any sense of that? Did you find any parallels on what's going on today besides the obvious ones? Even though there was just a Civil War movie a couple years ago, no one said fucking shit.
So the movie's been in production since 2022. Alex Garland, who wrote and directed it, he said he described it as a companion piece to his 2022 movie, Men. And he says that it's set at an indeterminate point in the future, just far enough ahead for me to add a conceit, and serves as a sci-fi allegory for our currently polarized predicament. So, I mean, it was definitely wrote with the current times in mind. If anything, I think it serves as a dour warning.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to overreact to everything, you know. We don't need to escalate things
always
to such a point, you know, to you taking actions which can't be taken back.
I just think at some point they're kind of
cashing in on it.
Well, no, during the whole writer's strike, A24 was one of the companies that said, you know, like, we're still going to follow Hollywood's rules, right? We talked about that?
No, they agreed to the demands of the strike, and so were allowed to continue with their projects. When other big studios like Disney, et cetera, were like, nah, we don't want to give you the bag. A24 was like, your demands, we agree to them, we'll abide by that.
Okay, so never mind.
No, A24 is good people. I think they're a good studio run by good people. And one thing I'll say too, with all the, you know, this overall, you know, message and whatnot, I will say, leading up to the end of the film, they do not lack in the motherfucking firepower. Okay, they don't shy away from the bombs and the way they shot these scenes.
So they really shot it like, okay, this is, you know, like a glimpse of what would, like, this shit would look like.
Yeah, but I'm saying in terms of, like, in terms of watching a movie and, you know, everyone loves the big explosions and whatnot, they fucking delivered. They were like, yo, you want to see a motherfucker have a shootout at the Jefferson Memorial and then take it out with an RPG? Here you go.
Wow.
Like, in terms of explosions, like, they were like, yo, we got that too.
James Cameron was like, yo, who that?
James Cameron's like, damn, I gotta build another fucking submarine.
And it was shot so fucking ill, like,
I'm gonna have to check it out now.
Oh,
I was kind of scared to watch it. It was good. I don't want to think about that scenario.
And then there's some of those shootout scenes, like, they don't fucking shy away from putting you right there
face first into the action, like, yo, this is what it looks like. Right. This is the atrocities of war.
Right there.
I get about fucking 16 bay chargers.
Base chargers. I'm a mustard man myself. You ever had a sauerkraut on a hot dog?
You ever heard that one Buddha teaching that death ain't too unique? Go ahead and go muster me up some goddamn mustard seeds from all the houses in the village. You damn collect one if they didn't have no death in their family, and he done came back with no mustard seeds because there's death everywhere.
You know? Not fruit for thought, cousin.
Yo, fucking crazy.
Any of you guys seen Vikings?
No. I've been told to watch it because
let me tell you, let me tell you something. Okay, The Last Kingdom.
They eat beast triggers on there?
The Last Kingdom is a fucking banger, dude. Uhtred?
I heard. From Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee shouted that motherfucker out.
But Vikings puts the mid in Midgard.
So it's trash?
Trash.
I would never watch that.
Okay, so that's what I mean. I remember starting the shit, and it looked like fucking cheesy Viking type shit. Like, it was too corny. It was too, like,
it's
ABC.
It's for chicks, dude, that like to masturbate to these shows.
That's exactly what it's for, because they're all hot.
The dudes are all stunning.
And they're too, like, they're too well-kept. Perfect shaved beards and shit.
No,
Vikings don't look like that.
No, The Last Kingdom was way sexier. But the Vikings is just bland.
So the guys aren't even that hot?
I mean, sure, they got some fucking piercing blue eyes shining out from beneath their long hair and beards and face tattoos.
Dude. Thanks.
You guys spit on you?
No, I said thanks to Matt for calling me so beautiful.
But have you guys heard of Vinland Saga?
Vinland Saga?
Yeah.
No.
So it's an anime, right?
Oh, you were telling me about it.
But it's man, I'm real fucking sinusy today. Goddamn allergies. It's a dramatization of the story of the historical figure Thorfinn Karlsefne and his expedition to find Vinland, with the majority of the story covering his fictional counterpart's transition from a bloodthirsty, revenge-filled teenager into a pacifistic young man. And then there's the whole thing with the rise of Canute. So it's based on this dude, Thorfinn Karlsefne Thordarson, around the year 1010, when he followed Leif Erikson's route to Vinland, which is what America, you know, then Iceland, Greenland, Vinland. And it also follows his counterpart, who's like going on like an opposite philosophical journey, Canute. It's based on a real person, a Danish prince. Canute won the throne of England in 1016 in the wake of centuries of Viking activity in northwestern Europe. His later ascension to the Danish throne in 1018 brought the crowns of England and Denmark together. Canute sought to keep his power base by uniting Danes and English under cultural bonds of wealth and custom. Blah, 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 decade conflict of opponents in Scandinavia, the crown of Norway, Malcolm II of Scotland submitted to him. Anglo-Norse influence over Scotland was weak. Danes, Great Britain, Ireland. Anyways, Vinland Saga is an anime, but it's Vikings. It's two seasons. Really fucking good. The second season is less action-packed, but it's more about the growth of the character. And I think it's something you would enjoy, Sean. And it really...
Honestly, I kind of fallen off with watching shows. Like, I don't really like to watch them anymore. It's weird.
Well,
I like watching shit, like, right at the end of the night, maybe, like, 15, 20 minutes, and I'm done.
Well, it's really fucking good. It takes the two seasons to really, for Thorfinn, who's the son of Thor's. So his father was like one of, you know, member of the the Danish army. And then he became disillusioned with war and just left and went to Iceland. And he tells Thorfinn, who's a young kid at the time, he doesn't understand what this means until many years later. But, you know, as a kid, you know, he's enamored with his father being a badass and, the warrior. And his father tells him, he's like, you don't have any enemies. No one has enemies, you know. No one is born with any enemies.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Don't blow it for me. That's actually the one thing that I do want to watch since you showed me the trailer.
And after two seasons, it takes him. He finally understands what his father's means.
God damn it, Matt!
I'm telling you, it's not spoiling.
I want to watch it.
All right. Damn.
Seasons, it's finally revealed that he was gay all along.
Let's circle back then to
Let's go.
Yeah! I like turtles.
Video game of the week.
Well, because watching Civil War and just seeing their trek across America, even though it's two totally different things in every other aspect, it just reminded me of The Last of Us and taking that journey across America.
That game is so good.
Which, again, I really like the decision they made because usually, you know, it's a game like The Last of Us where it's like, okay, what's the catalyst for them taking their journey in the situation? And it's like, oh, Ellie's got the cure, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
And so Civil War was like, it wasn't no stakes like that where it's like, oh, this person's got the cure, oh, this is gonna end the war, you know. It was totally different motivations. So again, you know, there were so many decisions made on that movie that were just, you know, hats off to Alice Garland, the whole cast and crew involved with that process. But, man, I'm not going to say anything that hasn't been said a million times by many other people, I'm sure, but playing The Last of Us and The Last of Us 2 was just so utterly fulfilling.
Yeah, it's one of those games that when you're done, you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do now. Because you get so involved in that game and, like, the whole relationships. And, like, the second one, it always hits after you've played it and then you tell somebody to play it, they're always like, yo, who the fuck is this bitch? And what the fuck did she just do to... Oh, I don't want to ruin it for Carlos.
Yeah, because I'm still on the first one. But I've seen both seasons.
There's only one.
Oh, okay. I've seen both. You know what it was?
This motherfucker just be lying.
No, because they released it. No, because they don't release it all at once. That's why. Because they released the first couple episodes, the first six episodes or the first five episodes. That's why I thought it was. Yo,
Season was the first game.
You're punching your stupid.
But they kind of mixed different aspects of the second season into the first game. Or the second game into the first season. Like when they came across the camp. That's where they're living in the second season. That didn't happen in the first game. Bro. So I played the remastered version on the PS5.
Of Last of Us 2 or 1?
2. I wanted to play the first one again, but I really enjoyed... I've played the first one maybe 5-6 times. I enjoyed the second one, but I only played it once. And so I figured, like... No loading screens. Shit's going to be even better graphically and everything. They improved some of the core mechanics. And, bro, when you told me that one, your favorite mission where it's Abby and then she goes underneath the water.
Yeah, that when she finally betrays
Isaac,
Isaac the general and she's got to go against the militia.
It was in my mind when you told me about that mission and then I came across it and I forgot like exactly what I was going into. And my playthrough of it was, like, amazing.
Gameplay? Oh, my God.
No, but the way that I went across it, like, it was... I was telling you, in stealth games, they're a lot harder than games that are just like straight up combat because you know, oh, no matter what, I have to go into this and fight.
Yeah, you can't
it.
Just brute force your way through it. You got to actually think about
You have to make incredibly quick decisions with Last of Us 2 when it comes to stealth if you want to like save some ammo and not die. Like the amount of times that I went from crouching, running to prone, and then there was one time where I'm literally sitting under the water. I use the listening mode to see the guy that's on the other side of the barrier that I need to jump over. And I'm just like running out of oxygen, waiting for him to walk away. Shit like that.
All of the gameplay mechanics, I think, in that one scene peaked mm-hmm. to their max.
Yeah, it's like the best part of
it
the
was,
game.
And you know, that makes it so much fun going through the game where there's no guarantees and... you can't have the same expectations at any given moment because you like you got to always be conscious. Like, okay, I got 3 arrows. I only got 2 Molotovs. Okay, I got no shanks. I need to be looking for materials for that.
It makes it cinematic,
too. You got to keep all this stuff in mind, and it affects your decision-making process because, okay, there's this amount of enemies, and I have this many different types of weapons, and, you know, okay, so how I'm going to use them in the correct order and to get through this stage. And it really keeps you fully engaged at all times.
Yeah, it's just so sick.
I just posted it on Facebook. I put Eye of the Tiger instead.
It's an Eye of the Tiger. I got to pee. I don't want to be that person. Can you pause for 1 second?
Yeah. I lied. I didn't pause.
Damn, bro. I ordered a motherfucking Shiesty, a new Ridge wallet, some goddamn Kevlar gloves, a fucking steel-toed running shoes.
Yo, we're going to have to start calling you, like, Lil Shiesty.
Yeah, a little fucking Shizen.
Shartsy.
Little Shizen.
Little Shart.
Little Shart.
From the start. Little Shart from the start.
Are you think you put enough time into that fucking rule there for real there, buddy? Just gotta be more interested in the podcast. I gotta be more present.
I'm thinking about the future, man.
Motherfucking Shart Boy and Guava Girl.
Shart Boy and Guava Girl. You know what, dude? You're right. I am a girl. I'm a little guava girl.
I'm just a girl.
I'm some sort of freak. I've been running all night. Wow. I want to drink my beer.
Yo, I'm fucking sick of these old dudes at my job eating the smelliest fucking foods and then being like,
Like what?
Everything's just canned. It's like tuna and fucking jarred pickles and onions and
hard boiled eggs and
on fucking iceberg lettuce with no dressing. They use like the olive juice's dressing.
It's iceberg fucking lettuce with no dressing. Yo, that sounds like a fucking Action Bronson line.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's just like. Yeah. And they're done and they leave fucking chicken bones on the goddamn table that we eat at and shit. It's like, what kind of fucking people are you, bro?
That's ridiculous. And no, they're all like blind and deaf.
Wait, what?
They all like, you know what? Maybe we should give a new a shot to this podcast. Let's listen to this episode.
No, they're just older. So a lot of them are blind and deaf.
Yeah, but the smell of that fucking break room sometimes, dude, I'm like, wow. Especially if they're both eating at the same time.
Iceberg lettuce with no dressing. Smell harder than life lesson.
Bro, they also eat like canned clams.
Yeah, they're just fucking gross, dude. I don't know.
And sardines.
The first day I was working there, one of the guys, I was like, man, have you smelled Mario? He like smells a certain way. And one of the guys was like, yeah, he smells like he's dead, like a dead person. I was like, oh my God, dude, that's not what I was thinking. Yo, I was thinking like Old Spice or something.
It's the motherfucking preservatives. That's what is the goddamn, it's the same as embalming fluid.
I'll go
this morning.
My body was gone. Oh, we should do a new one for today. We already played this one last week.
I thought you guys wanted to hear this every week.
No, fuck that.
I have a better one. Send him the Sean one. Send him the Sean one I sent you.
I don't think you sent. Oh, you did.
Man, I feel so much thinner on TV now.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I lost in the past month and a half.
I can't hear you over this shit. Lost what? 6 bunnies.
Oh God. Gonna
miss his twitch, he knows his walk. I lost 15 pounds, dude.
Nice, dude. Congratulations.
I'm back in the 230s.
Oh, this is the song for memes of the week.
I'm 236.
Look, I'm going to cook up. Let me do
we
you
can
one.
Literally make a song that's we're
gonna
memes of the week.
Yeah, can you?
Because it makes no sense.
Are you
going to
do it? Are you going to do it? Damn it, he's already on it. Look, no way, don't start it yet. Go, but stop it.
No,
go back.
Do it while I'm doing this.
No, but this is what Martin memes of the week. This
Good morning.
Is the intro
this
for memes of the week.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, we need to.
It's gonna take 5 minutes to fucking make one.
Takes 30 seconds.
Then cook it. Cook it. We can.
He's cooking it. Are you cooking it? Did you put it in the oven?
I'm overstimulated.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, just take this one.
I'll take it.
But can you
do that? Yeah. Good morning. Let's get this gabagool. Fucking fuck.
Listen, Chrissy. Good morning. Let's get this fucking gabagool.
Bluey referenced mitochondria, and I immediately said to my 4-year-old, the mitochondria in the powerhouse of the cell, like a sleeper agent who just heard their activation phrase. I got it.
Yo, that's the one thing I remember from high school biology. Goddamn mitochondria.
Mitochondria.
Powerhouse of the cell. It's Autism Awareness Month. So be aware. We could be anywhere. Maybe we're in your house right now. Look behind you.
How's that a trap song?
Mid.
Single by choice. Choice of the
females. Nice, dude. It's all how you meant to say it, you know? One time I had a thought process that didn't end logically. I was horny and I thought vaginas are good because they are warm. Fire's warm. A big fire is too warm. A little fire's little warm. I have a small lighter. I will put that to my penis. I burn my penis.
we all make mistakes in the heat of passion, Jimbo. Doesn't the term staff member make you laugh because those two words both mean penis?
Member?
Yeah.
Your member. Staff member.
Weak.
Boo. Weak.
I enjoy video games because they let me live out my wildest fantasies, like being assigned a task and then completing that task.
Man, I don't know. That just sounded so natural coming out of you.
It did. And that little introverted laugh at the end, it sounded like a goddamn. You're like,
There was nothing between their bodies but his fanny pack. He reached to unstrap it, but she stopped him. Leave it on, she whispered. Get the condom from your sock. Gently, he worked open the Velcro of his right sandal.
Yo, those sandals, bro. Even when I was little, I was like, nah, dog, I ain't never rocking
those.
That
was so good. Yo, your change of voice when you realized what type of thing you were reading. And you're like, there was nothing between their bodies but his fanny pack.
Yeah, you like that, right?
Nailed it. Imagine it's your day in court for a horrible crime you didn't commit. Your lawyer is late. You haven't even met them yet. Then the doors swing open, and it's a golden retriever in a suit. Your heart sinks. You realize you're an Air Bud 14, attorney at Paul. You weep.
He probably killed it, though.
32 points to a fucking dog, Timmy. When somebody gives you a bump of party powder and you thought it was Colombian sinus sauce. When somebody gives you a bump of party powder and you thought it was Colombian sinus sauce, but it was actually nay-nay saddle dust.
I don't think it's nay-nay. I think it's knee-knee.
It's nay-nay.
Nay-nay.
A horse goes nay.
Oh, okay, cool. I knew it was the horse with the saddle. I knew it was a ketamine reference.
Strike
So one. You thought this whole time horses were saying
nay-nay?
Nay-nay, nay-nay. Hit that whip. Now watch me nay-nay.
Yo, shut the fuck up, man.
Elon Musk sounds like the name of a lesbian deodorant.
Lightning McQueen looked down and groaned. The condom had split. And Waluigi was ovulating. Elon Musk spent $44 billion on this. Yo, put that in the AI. Put that tweet in the AI, dog.
What? The Lightning McQueen one? What kind of song? Like what style?
Pop.
What kind of pop?
Dr. Pepper.
All right. COVID test was insane. You guys think we have a G spot in our nose? I'm starting to think we do. I'm coming out of my cage and I've been doing not great, but going to my cage and now I'm in my cage.
When you grow up, people stop asking you what your favorite medieval blunt weapon is. They don't even care.
Damn, bro. Mine's the Morning Star.
Let's go over this. We got a cudgel, spiked club, mace, classic. Then you got the flanged mace.
It's the Lord of the Rings one. It's the orc one.
A maul.
Shit.
Warhammer. Morningstar.
Fuck yeah.
Quarterstaff. The flail. And the
Bic de Corbin. Be like, yo, stop talking all that shit before I grab my fucking Bec de Corbin, dude.
Yeah, bro, I'm going to hit you with my Morningstar.
Those things are fucking brutal.
Yo, I want to go with the quarterstaff, dude.
You wouldn't be able to do it, though. Morningstar's super easy. Quarterstaff, you got to have technique and shit.
I got technique.
Nah.
I used to train Eskrima. Nah. Filipino stick fighting.
Yeah, okay.
My dream? To stand on the street and say the words, yeah, I'm going to have to call you back, while watching some sort of monstrosity overtake Manhattan.
load bearing wall or something. I don't know. I've never worked construction.
Nice, dude.
Like a Basquiat painting. Super Mario should have cut his mushroom into half a. Super Mario should have cut his mushroom into. God, that sounds like shit. Super Mario should have cut his mushroom into 0.05G pieces and taken them once every 3 days for inspiration instead of eating the whole thing and then killing turtles. Nah, see, 0.05 grams wouldn't do shit. They're trying to say 0.5. That's why I kept fucking reading that. Like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Valid.
0.05 is like literally a fucking speck.
A speck.
That's a microdose.
That's not a microdose, though. Microdose is 0.5.
Expecting parents.
0.2 to 0.5.
Please, I beg you, please look at what your child's name will be spelled backwards. Sincerely, Marlana.
Anal ram.
You think if you take 0.05 of a mushroom, you're going to feel anything? I don't even think you can weigh 0.05.
It's supposed to be the long-term effect. It's not supposed to be something.
Do you, do you understand that a microdose is 0.2 to 0.5? 0.05 okay. is literally
like you're talking about 5 cents versus 50 cents.
Okay. So so what I'm saying is that even though it's a small amount, there could someone could still feel change after doing it for a long amount of time.
A 0.05 you can't even weigh out.
There it's the no, long term.
There will be no benefit from a piece of dust. That's like swallowing a single keef molecule.
Are you sure about that?
0.05? Positive. Positive.
I'm looking right now, so shut your stupid
fucking positive.
Shut your fucking
mouth hole.
I think you're literally thinking what I'm thinking, and it's 0.5. A half a gram.
I mean, like, maybe
a
like
quarter of a gram. 0.05 is like you can't even weigh that.
I mean, you can't Google it. You got the expert right there.
He doesn't trust my faith.
0.1 to 0.5.
Oh, look at that.
But it could still have an effect, and
I don't think it could
long term.
I think it's like
I got to give that one a shine. You even Googled it and it confirmed what you said.
See, you guys, you won't let me be right about noodles. You won't let me be right.
What do you
about
mean,
mushrooms.
You guys? I just said you're right. What do
you? Fuck you.
What do you mean, you guys?
I always think about my cousin in Greece who's like obsessed with American culture because I'll say that I'm going to a barbecue and she'll be like, "Wow, a real life America barbecue? Will there be red cups?" Bet your ass there'll be red cups. Take my hand. Have a hot dog. All your dreams can come true here at the real life American barbecue, bro. That's for real, man.
Was that supposed to be a Greek accent?
Wow. A real life American barbecue. I don't know how to fucking. I don't know any Greekans. What are they? Greece people?
A Greekin?
In Spanish is Grecos.
Greasies.
That sounds like something in The Fucking Witcher.
There's
a fucking Greek in the forest.
I bet couples who go bird watching together fuck pretty hard after they see a rare bird.
Oh, fuck yeah. You saw that fucking red-breasted warbler? fucking edging.
Babe, I can't believe we traveled halfway across the world and we just saw that red-breasted Kimbleevilides.
Fucking Greekin. Yo, we need someone to slay the Greekin.
You know what the thing is that I've had microdoses that have such a small amount of actual like penis envy and the rest are like lion's mane and shit like that.
But 0.05, you can't, I'm telling you.
But there are other mushrooms. That's why like
I guarantee you
they blend it. They blend it and they only put like a fucking minuscule amount and it's more about the other mushrooms as well too.
So it's like stacked, but the thing is, I even think with those you're still gonna need at the very least 0.1 of psilocybin of like any type of mushroom.
Okay.
Because like 0.05, you can't, I'm telling you, man, it would be like the Who spec in Horton Hears a Who. Like it's not possible.
It's just a meme I'm trying to defend, so I don't know why I'm trying to defend this meme. If y'all wondering how my girlfriend and I broke up, this is why. Are you at the apartment? Yeah. How much natural light is there? The beer? In the fucking apartment. There's no beer here.
How much natural light? Oh, I get it.
Yo, we got any natural light?
Oh my god.
You bite into what you think is a Boston cream donut, only to find out it was filled with baked beans.
Not gonna lie, I would try to finish it though.
Same.
I like bean beans.
Same.
I like bing bings.
That might work.
I like bing bings.
Sound like Crazy Frog. Bing bing. Yo, that looks kind of good. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to get
it. It looks appetizing.
And so a fucking can of baked beans look good later. And go bing bing. What if your name was Tony, but you spelled it like Tony?
That'd be cool.
Me with my alien. This is a Chili's margarita. You drink it.
4 to 5 people suffer from diarrhea. The one who enjoys it. What movie is that? Bend a Bullet?
Wanted.
This is Sean's.
Does feel, it do be feeling good coming out the hole.
Yeah, the fucking relief.
Man listening to a song on his quote-unquote, man listening to a quote-unquote song on his quote-unquote headphones and enjoying a flavored handheld quote-unquote snack. I am waiting for a quote-unquote walk signal to cross the quote-unquote street. Stegosaurus in the same spot 150 million years ago. Leave the front of me.
They're all, be your authentic self until your inner sloppy goblin comes out, and then they're all, put some pants on and stop licking pie blades in public.
Am I scared of microplastics? I don't know. Does the archer fear his bow? Or does he kiss each arrow goodbye as it marries the wind?
I don't know, dude. It's just poetic.
Did Carlos learn to read?
Or does he just kiss each word goodbye?
Nice.
As it leaves his lips.
Receding into the shadows to practice the dark arts. Going to the restroom stall to hit this pen.
You will never know love like this. A biography of Hillary Clinton, written by Gail Sheehy.
Sheehy!
And published in late 1999, stated that Mrs. Clinton had refused to talk to the president for 8 months after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke. She resumed talking to her husband only when she phoned him and urged him in the strongest terms to begin bombing Serbia. The president began bombing within 24 hours. Alexander Cockburn observed in the Los Angeles Times.
Jesus. Is that real?
Yeah. You'll never know a love like this.
That's infuriating.
I fucking hate.
Xander Cockburn.
Burn in hell.
Bitches. Xander Cockburn.
Yo, we got to put that up there with the legendary names Dick Wolf.
Dick and Wolf and Xander Cockburn?
The Gaylord Hotels and the Badcock Furniture Store. Now we got Xander Cockburn.
In Lake City, did you ever go to Fuking Chinese?
No, I know what you're talking about.
It literally just says fucking Chinese. It's great food, too. Well, it's the only Chinese food in Lake City, I think. Oh, I'm probably lying.
Xander Cockburn.
Man, those were some great memes. I'm definitely going to send you some for next week. Just going to have a little input. You let me know what you think. If you don't like them, then don't put them on. If you do, then I guess we'll just see them next week. You know what I mean? Hey. You guys are great. I have such a great time here every week.
Why are you talking like an NPC?
What?
Why are you talking like an NPC?
This is the way I always talk. And this is the way you should always talk. This is the way we talk. Right, guys?
Glizzy.
Yeah.
Do Glizzy.
I don't know what Glizzy is. What is that? So here, from here, from Shrooms to Skyrim, we all just want to say how much we love and appreciate all of our followers and subscribers and our guests. All the way from the pits of Sean's groins to the undercarriage of Matthew's giant tits. From
his
Shrooms,
tits are huge.
I mean, I want to squeeze them. From Shrooms to Skyrim. Thank you so much.
Outro.
I hate it.
That's because you're not used to it. From Shrooms to Skyrim.
God, that was a great episode.
Perfect outro song.
Yeah. Oh!
Big man, cake man.
Now I'm going to play.
Sure.
You farted?